passenger jet to take evasive action. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
According to preliminary flight data from Flight Radar 24, at their closest points, they were about 425 feet apart vertically, and seconds later were less than a quarter of a mile horizontally. Now, the FAA confirmed this close call.
A Russian woman arrested as a stowaway has been indicted. CBS's Peter King reports.
Federal grand jury has indicted Svetlana Dali and charged her officially as a stowaway for sneaking aboard a Delta flight from New York to Paris back in November. She was arrested a second time for cutting off a GPS monitor and trying to enter Canada nearly 3 weeks after her arrest in New York City. She's being held in Brooklyn and could get 5 years in prison if convicted.
A federal judge in Florida has cleared the way for the release of part of a report by special counsel Jack Smith in the 2020 election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Unless a higher court blocks it, the special counsel report regarding Donald Trump and what happened on January 6, what Jack Smith found out about that investigation, is scheduled to be released after midnight tonight.
More than a dozen of President-elect Donald Trump's picks to run top federal agencies will be on Capitol Hill this week. Confirmation hearings begin tomorrow. CBS's Nancy Cordes on Trump's pick of Pete Hegseth as defense secretary.
They're going to ask about allegations of sexual misconduct. They're going to ask him, for example, are you facing any other lawsuits that we don't know about? Are you facing any other allegations that could interfere with your ability to run the largest military on earth?
South Korea says North Korea has launched short-range ballistic missiles toward eastern waters in its second launch of the year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Denmark's foreign minister says his country is ready to discuss the future of Greenland with President-elect Donald Trump. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
Foreign Minister Rasmussen said Trump has a specific way of making requests.
Nations have the right to their own territories. Having said that, I don't want to get into any dispute.
And he said Denmark shares Trump's concerns about security in the Arctic.
What we are doing right now is getting into more detailed dialogue with the incoming president.
Trump has reiterated his interest in taking control of Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, because of its strategic location and mineral resources.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says Mike McCarthy is not returning next season as the team's coach. McCarthy's contract expired following a 7-10 season. The Cowboys have not been past the NFC divisional round since their 1995 Super Bowl season. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 5 above, wind chills down to 15 below. Sunny for tomorrow, not quite as cold, highs in the upper teens. Warming to the low 20s on Wednesday and upper 30s to low 40s Thursday and Friday. Currently it's 10 above.
Memorial Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
She's a lady. you right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? Now, didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Good care of my
baby. Just take good care of my baby.
Local news, and now Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN. We'll be right back.
to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to. Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
And timeless hits, WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
yeah. for wearing your bracelets.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoke and lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
shore. Come on, hold me tight.
Just call me. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least 24 people have died in Los Angeles County wildfires, and California crews are not just battling them on the ground. CBS's Rob Marciano has more on efforts to fight them from the sky.
As Santa Ana winds return, new fires could explode. The attack from above is crucial to knock down any blaze, and more large aircraft have arrived on scene. C-130 military transport planes have been modified specifically to fight wildfires.
CBS's Lilia Luciano says California was struggling with a housing shortage before the fires.
It's one of the worst housing crises anywhere in the country. So now you're dealing with an even smaller, even tighter shortage of housing in a place where rents were incredibly high. Right. And not everybody has insurance. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to have to leave.
Denver police say they've arrested a suspect wanted in a series of stabbings, some of them deadly, near a mall over the weekend. The city's mayor, Mike Johnston.
He is a white male who was born in Colorado with a history of criminal involvement and was last released from jail in November.
The suspect is being held without bond. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the hostage deal and ceasefire negotiations are ongoing in Doha.
We are now at a pivotal point in the negotiations for a hostage deal and ceasefire in Gaza.
More than a dozen of President-elect Donald Trump's picks to run top federal agencies undergo confirmation hearings, including Fox's Pete Hegseth.
I'm 110% behind Pete Hegseth.
In the Senate version of a pep rally, Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville sought to boost Pete Hegseth's chances, praising him alongside some former Navy SEALs.
Pete is definitely, you know, that breath of fresh air when it comes to the Department of Defense.
The former Fox News host will undergo a grilling by members of the Senate Armed Services Committee who want to know more about allegations of past excessive drinking, sexual misconduct, and financial mismanagement.
That's CBS's Nancy Cordes. A judge clears the way for the partial release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on his investigations into President-elect Donald Trump. Smith resigned on Friday. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
When people look back at Jack Smith's tenure, I think they will see that in both of the cases that he brought against President Trump, his efforts were largely stymied.
The Justice Department releases former special counsel David Weiss's report investigating Hunter Biden. Weiss brought criminal tax evasion and gun possession charges against the president's son and pointed out that Hunter Biden was convicted in both cases. He also criticized President Biden for pardoning Hunter and for maligning the officials involved in the cases. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
A former Walt Disney World employee has taken a plea deal after admitting he hacked into the company's software to hide information about potential allergy hazards on its menus.
The criminal complaint says the ex-employee had been fired for misconduct last June. Court papers show he hacked into Disney World menu software to show that certain items didn't contain peanuts and other items and were safe for people with allergies to nuts, milk, and shellfish. Prosecutors say he also changed wine listings and changed QR codes to send patrons to a website urging people to boycott Israel. He pled guilty to computer fraud and aggravated identity theft. No sentencing date has been announced. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Shares of Moderna tumbled today after the vaccine maker predicted a steeper than expected sales drop in the new year. Moderna said it expects 2025 revenue to range between $1.5 billion and $2.5 billion after hitting just over $3 billion last year. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures tumble to near 5 above. Wind chills between 5 and 15 below zero. West winds will be gusty. Sunshine for your Tuesday. Highs in the upper teens. Gusty winds. It's 12 at our studios.